You know, I chose this path a long time ago, when I saw the games that they play against faith alone and Jesus alone. I was in shock. I didn't understand it like I do now. All I can tell you is the God of this world system right now is the devil. He's a defeated foe. But the kings of the earth are deceived by the devil. And if the kings of the earth are deceived by the devil, then you know the average person is deceived by the devil. And so I saw this even before I got married. I said, are you sure you want to marry me? Because it's going to be trouble. You don't want to, because I'm not a compromiser, you know, because I saw it around me in other jobs I had, and I saw it in churches, and I didn't know the term. I'm speaking with terminology now that I didn't know back then. I said it in a different way. But I said, this is not a game. They're out for blood, you know. Because when you go out and you tell people that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Christ, it makes them so angry. I've worked with people with the phone company, Bell South. I was on the beach working in Florida with the phone company, and I told this one dude about how to be saved and made him mad. He was ready to fight because he couldn't look at his own sin. People have this idea that they're righteous or good enough or some kind of saint, you know. They have this belief that they're keeping some kind of rule or they're following some kind of religious thing. And even the ones who don't go to church, they believe they're good people. And they even justify vengeance, revenge. They justify everything they do. Whatever it is, they justify it. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? And so, because I stuck my mind in Proverbs every day for all my childhood, pretty much. I didn't understand what I was reading, but some of it I did. It's the only book I could understand until I got saved. When you get saved, the Bible opens up. But I stuck my mind in the Proverbs over and over and over and over. I memorized most of the book of Proverbs. I don't have it memorized now, but I do have the principles that are built into me because that's all I stood on, you know. And I knew it growing up with family, cousins, aunts, uncles, neighbors, and I would be around them, and I would think, these people don't think right. Even if it was your bloodline, you think, these people don't think right. Then you go to then you join a church, and you say, these people don't think right. They're sitting there in the church, but when they leave the church, it's all about greed. It's all about greed and lust and envy and trying to be the best one in the church, or is all about, it's the same thing as in the world. I didn't understand it was the flesh mind, but it was the same thing going on in the church as in the world. And so it's across the board, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's your next door neighbor, whether it's your local business, whether it's your, it's all about outward show and trying to look good. So when you grow a channel to 10,000 subscribers, they have to attack you, because once you hit 10,000, it's like it turns into like a snowball effect. They had to lie. They had to attack. They had to defame. They had to pretend to be me. They had to pretend to be me. And they would actually have four or five channels saying what I said, in a way mocking it, but acting like it was them, and then they would do the opposite and pretend to be me, something I would never do or say, you know. And so it was, they tried everything. They tried everything. And it's like, they don't even know what they're saying. Because if you teach walking in the Spirit, and they try to mock you and copy you and start teaching mocking the Spirit and just repeat everything you say, they don't even know what it means. Most preachers don't even know what it means to walk in the Spirit. It's not rule-based. Walking in the Spirit is not rule-based living. It's a new creature. If you told a cat to be a dog, could the cat pretend to be a dog? Could try, but it doesn't know what it means to be a dog because it's never been a dog. If you taught a cat how to bark, it's still a cat. It still thinks like a cat. It might look, you might dress it up in an outfit, make it look like a dog, but it's still a cat. You could, better example would be a parrot. If you told a parrot to be like a dog, so the parrot could learn how to bark like a dog, it could growl like a dog. Everything that the dog could do, the parrot could do. But when you look at the parrot, you realize it's a parrot. It's not really a part of them. It's fake. So if you say something about how to walk in the Spirit, they're going to mimic it. But if you hang out with them for a day, you realize they're still trying to keep rule-based religious doctrine. Doctrine's good, don't get me wrong, but it's not rule-based living. Walking in the Spirit is a new creature. Every time Jesus or Paul spoke, they spoke in a way that they couldn't be trapped. And how were they trying to trap them? How were the legalists and the Pharisees and the all the religious people, and notice it was always the religious people attacking them. How did those religious people try to attack the Apostle Paul and Jesus? They came to spy out their liberty. And even Jesus told them, he says, even if one comes in sackcloth and ashes, you attack them. If one comes and sits down and eats with sinners, you attack them. You're like one that's never satisfied. They're trying to trap you if you're free. And then when they can't trap you, they have to make stuff up. I don't care who it is. If you're born again, they're going to send somebody into your world to try to trap you. Drugs, drinking, Jezebel. They're trying to find out what draws you, what kind of world, flesh, pride, what draws you in to the world, the flesh, and pro-life. They're always trying to find some way in. And when you realize the game, and it's happening all the time, I mean, people just getting taken over. People you don't expect would get possessed. And out of nowhere, and if they can't, and check this out, if they can't get anybody local to trick you or trap you, they'll just send some random person knock on your door. For real. Not even joking, people. This is a real game. You can be minding your own business, doing your own thing, and they see you're in peace, and they have to send somebody to knock on your door, or to send somebody to just try to steal your peace. Think about it. If you have peace, and the Bible says, "There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked," they're looking at your peace, and they don't like it. They're envious. How can they have peace? We tried to kill them. We tried to defame them. We tried to shut them up. We tried to throw them in jail. We tried to poison them. We tried to hurt them. We attacked their wife. We attacked their kids. We attacked their neighbor. We attacked everything. We attacked their technology. We did everything, but they still have joy. What's that about? How's that even possible? We attacked their website. We attacked everything, but we hacked their computer. They still have joy. How's that even possible, people? How's it possible? Because you're not from here. You don't walk according to the world system. And that's what I mean. When you tell somebody, hey, you don't want to marry me because I don't walk according to the world system. I'm not going to be trying to be a people pleaser. I'm not going to try to rise up in some corporation and be top dog in some corporation. Because that's just not my thing. I could do it if I was to compromise, but I'm not going to do it. It reminds me of that movie. Quigley, I think it was called. Quigley. Where they had that aborigine who they made the evil guy made him wear a suit and he was his guard or something. And so when Quigley came in and killed all the bad guys, the aborigine saw that Quigley wasn't going to be like them. He said, you're free to go. Whatever you want to do, do your thing. And so that aborigine, he took off the suit and put his old garment on, just walked out in the woods and disappeared. He had no connection with the system. He didn't want to build his own system. He didn't have any connection with the system. Watch the movie Quigley and look at the end. Look at the end scene when that aborigine guy just walks away and takes his suit off. The fake reality. And so there's probably some Hollywood actors or actresses out there who are stuck in the slavery of the system. And they wish they could walk away, and they really can. They could walk away at any moment. They just don't think they can. If I was a Hollywood actor, had all that money, and I saw through the system, I thought, this is an evil system. You know what I'd do? Pay off all my debt, pay off my house, and I would go to get a job, a regular 40-hour job, and when they tried to call you, I wouldn't answer the phone. I'd sell my $1 million house and buy me something small, $100,000, something small that's easy to take care of, easy to maintain, pay cash for it, and disappear off the grid. Because the grid doesn't care about people. It only wants to vampire off their soul, and it wants them to make clones. The system wants to make clones of the system. And what are the clones? They're the legalists. They're the Jezebels. There's the hard-hearted people, the psychopaths, the murderers, the sociopaths. They want to make copies. They want to clone people. Yeah, if I was an actor and had all that money, I'd probably go put money in crypto, put money in some certain top 3 or 4 or 5 stocks that are good stocks, live off the dividend, go buy a house, pay cash, go get me a little job, and just live a peaceful life. And when they tried to call you and put you in a movie, say, don't even change your phone number. Don't respond to them. If it was bad enough, I'd change my name. Somebody said, you're such and such actor. Nah, they always said that about me. My name is such and such. That might be why these actors get the wrong name. change their name or something. Anyway, why would anybody want to be a slave to the system that's taking souls to hell and making clones of themselves through their movies and their songs and their music video? MTV was the beginning of it. It was terrible. Mass mind control.